lecture series sponsors, Marge McGough. Marge, would you stand, please? And I would also like to have the members of our Northern Michigan University Board of Control stand, and their spouses, as I call their names, please, and remain standing. Chairman of the board, Mrs. G. Catherine Wright of Marquette, and her husband, Charles Wright. Hold your applause till they all stand, please. Vice Chairman of the board, Dr. Larry Sell of Manistique. Mr. Edwin O. George of Bloomfield Hills, Mr. George, a charter member of the board. Dr. Fred C. Sabin of Marquette and his wife, Mrs. Sabin, and their daughter, Jane. Mr. E. Harwood Reed Holm, Marquette native, Vice President of Chrysler, residing now in Union Lake. Mr. Jacqueline Nickerson of Lansing, Michigan. Mr. John C. Walsh of Escanaba. And Mr. James T. Malsack of Iron Mountain and Mrs. Malsack. Please give him a round of applause. Thank you. I would like to have you meet a familiar person, my very helpful partner, June Jamridge, please. Earlier this evening, our distinguished guest was hosted at a reception in our home with the members of the Board of Control and the President's Club. The President's Club is composed of major contributors to Northern Michigan University, men and women who pledged to contribute $5,000 or more to Northern over a five-year period, or who pledge a deferred gift in a comparable amount. The President's Club is not yet 1 year old, and already there are 66 members. That translates into a commitment of over a third of $1 million for Northern Michigan University. And this success didn't just happen. It is a direct result of a great deal of hard work and important leadership on the part of many individuals, and I would like to recognize two of these people at this moment. Mr. Bill Jensen, who is president of the Northern Michigan University Development Fund. Bill, would you please stand? And a very pivotal leader in the President's Club, the chairman of the President's Club, Mr. Sam Cahota. Sam, would you please stand? Thank you. And now I would like to ask each and every one of the President's Club members to stand and be recognized. The President's Club members. Thank you. Thank you. And now, I would like to bring to the lectern a member of the President's Club, but a member who has exceeded by a considerable amount the pledge of $5,000. He and his wife have contributed to Northern Michigan University a gift of $300,000, which will be used solely to fund the distinguished lecture series, which is in their name. It will be a self-perpetuating gift, and the interest income from the gift will fund the series of lectures. Ladies and gentlemen, a former charter member of the Board of Control of Northern Michigan University, former chairman of that board, a splendid personal friend, and distinguished friend of Northern Michigan University, Mr. John P. McGough.
I merely want to say that Marge and myself share a great affection for the Upper Peninsula. The Upper Peninsula is an area of this great state that I have been visiting for more than 30 years. My first time as a student at Michigan State, and then when I served in the Extension Service of that university. But more important than that was the fact that almost 15 years ago, I was given the opportunity of doing business in this great peninsula, being given the opportunity of acquiring three fine newspapers from Mr. Frank Russell, the Mining Journal here in Marquette, the Iron Mountain Daily News, and the Escanaba Daily Press. And during these 15 years, these newspapers have been very good to me and to my wife and to our company. And at the same time, we hope they have been good to the peninsula. In that respect, I have felt that there was a great debt on my part to return what I have taken to an area that I have great affection and a great love for. A people that I believe are fiercely independent, hardworking, and convinced that there is still a great future in this country. For those reasons alone, my wife and I determined that if there was any place that we were going to return our thanks and our dollars, it was going to be to this great area. In 1963, I believe that was the year, Governor Romney gave me an opportunity in appointing me to the board of Northern Michigan University. It was one of my great experiences as an individual in learning the problems of a university, in appreciating the difficult circumstances that administrators and faculty and students face. And those, if you recall, were difficult years. They were the turbulent years of the late 60s, when students and faculty weren't quite sure of where their future was. But it was an experience. It was one that I appreciated very much. Difficult, but yet most appreciative. And then it relates to the people that I came in contact and related to and gained, again, great affection. One was John Jamrich. I participated as chairman in those difficult years in selecting John Jamrich along with the board and the faculty and the students. And he has been a capable and effective administrator and also a human being. And so Marge and I say to you in June, we thank you for what you've done, not only for the university, but for this great part of the state. There are two other people that I am most, and Marge as well, grateful for. One is Wilbur Treloar, a name that is synonymous with the Upper Peninsula, a great leader, and a man who has done much for the entire peninsula as a longtime veteran, long before I came, to these three fine newspapers that I am fortunate enough to now say as a part of our family. I am grateful to WABA, as we call him, for what he has done not only for our organization, but for what he has done for this great peninsula and for the state. And thirdly, I am grateful to Sam Cahotas. Sam's a banker. Sam has been my friend and my mentor for many years. And if it hadn't been for Sam and his banks, there would not have been any possibility for me to acquire these fine newspapers in this great peninsula. So to the three and the four of you, John and June, Sam, Wava, I am so grateful. And from Marge and myself, we are pleased to be able to provide the funds to bring such great Americans to this campus. And of course, in my mind and judgment, the greatest American is President Gerald Ford. Thank you. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the 38th President of the United States, Mr. Gerald Ford, for a few comments. Mr. Ford.
Won't you all sit down, please? Thank you very much, President Chamridge. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have heard too much from me already today, and probably by the end of the day will have heard far too much in toto. So I will limit my observations and comments to a very limited time here on this occasion. I've thoroughly enjoyed my day on the campus of Northern Michigan University. I've been in 37 other campuses, universities, and colleges since leaving the White House 22 months ago. And I can say to you, President Chamridge, that I am tremendously impressed with the faculty, the students, the attitude, the atmosphere. It's a tribute to you and to all the others, and I've been grateful for the warm reception and the wonderful experience. It's a pleasure to be here. I just wish Betty was here with me. She would enjoy it. Speaking of her, I might tell you a story, then I'll shut up. But about a year ago today, I was in Washington, D.C., and as many of you know, Hubert Humphrey was at that time very, very ill. But he was a very dear friend of mine, even though we had many, many differences philosophically and politically. We were both sworn into the Congress the same day, he in the Senate and I in the House. January 3, 1949. And our friendship transcended political parties and political differences. His wife, Muriel, and Betty were very, very close friends. But I was in Washington, and they were paying a tribute to Hubert, and he was extremely ill, died shortly thereafter. And they wanted to pay a tribute to Hubert, which was overdue and most appropriate, and they had all the ambassadors. They had many members of the Senate. They had many others up there in the Senate caucus room. And they asked me to say a few words, which I was pleased to do, and I reminisced about our friendship. I sat down, and I was sitting over here, and Hubert came to the podium. And Betty had just come back from Moscow and been on national television with NBC. And Hubert got up and, in the course of his remarks, said, "Well, you know that Betty Ford, she's beautiful. She is fantastic. She is one of the most," you know, he went on, and only Hubert can go like, or could go like that. And then he turned to me, and I was sitting right there, and he said, after all these accolades to Betty, which I share, he said, "And some people always marry above themselves." Well, I agree. Some of us have. But it's nice to be here, and the next time she'll join me and enjoy all the wonderful people, the great experiences. I won't plague you with any more until later tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now, may I ask you that after this dinner, you proceed directly to the Hedgecock Fieldhouse for the convocation. That convocation is scheduled to begin at 8:30, and your cooperation will be appreciated in helping us begin as close to on time as possible. The platform party, all of you know who you are asked to adjourn to the Pioneer Room down the hall to the left so that we may put on our academic robes and proceed from there. Now, I should like to ask Bishop Dimmock to offer the benediction. And after the benediction, please remain at your places until President Ford has left the area. Bishop Dimmock.
Let us pray. Send us forth with ears to hear, eyes to see, minds to learn, patriotism to honor, hearts to love, hands to serve, faith to live. Give us wisdom and joy, and unite us at last in the family of man, in the kingdom of peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you and those whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.